Mali says it no longer wants to be part of a losing force. 5,000 soldiers from Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger are in the G5 Sahel. It was formed 5 years ago to combat armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda. But it's struggled to reduce attacks because of lack of funding and disagreements among member states. Mali was due to take over as chair of the force in February, but opposition from member states angered its military rulers.
The opposition of some G5 Sahel member states to Mali's presidency is linked to maneuvers by a state outside the region aiming desperately to isolate Mali.
Mali's government accuses former colonial power France of excluding it. Once friends, now foes, the 5,000 French troops deployed almost 10 years ago to protect Mali's government from attacks are pulling out. After the military coup in 2020, leaders of the junta hired Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group for their protection. The junta is refusing to hand over power to civilian rule for another 2 years. As a result, neighboring countries have imposed sanctions on the landlocked country, sealing its borders and halting trade.
Prices have exploded. For example, the price of soap has doubled and food is much more expensive. Basic necessities have become unaffordable, and this is because of the embargo. If this continues, we won't be able to survive. This is unsustainable.
State coffers are becoming empty with just enough to pay civil servants for a few months. Togo has offered to mediate between Mali's junta and regional leaders. While the UN peacekeeping force remains, the UN Secretary General warns of the debilitating effect Mali's troubles are having on the rest of the region, threatened by armed groups. Mali is increasingly isolated, with Russian mercenaries remaining to deal with a country on the brink. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.